Blog Talk Radio.
But each and every day I need God to cover me, for I know he is the only one can do it for me. Amen. And trusting God will cover each and every one of our listeners, whether you're listening live or listening at a later date. May God continue to keep you covered and cover this broadcast as we give this broadcast back to the Lord. For it's not ours, but is his to do what he wants to do. Amen. You all know what time it is. we start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that have your prayer lists, go ahead and gather your prayer list as we pray one for another and touch and agree on those prayers today. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm trusting that, you know, our listeners are touching and agreeing with us and praying, you know, not just for us alone, but praying for those also on the prayer list. Amen. So let's begin to get in that place as we go before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, our prayer lists, Lord Father. And Father, as I lay my hand, Lord Father, upon this prayer list, Lord Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, with all prayer lists raised before you, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord Father. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayers that you are answering right now and about to answer, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, how you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord Father. For Father, we know it's nobody but you, Lord. So Heavenly Father, hear our prayers today, Lord. See the prayer lists before you, Lord. Father, as we join together, Lord Father, we thank you for working out every situation, Lord Father, that is needed in this time, Lord Father. Father, we be careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord Father, for we know, O God, who did it, Lord Father. You did it, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you those that have lost loved ones, Lord Father. Father, you said that you will not leave us comfortless, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for your comfort, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your peace right now, Lord Father. Father, touching those that have lost loved ones that are grieving right now, Lord Father. Father, touch their hearts, Lord. Give them some joy and laughter, Lord Father, as they remember their loved ones, O God. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Rasa, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you and glorifying you for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, giving her peace and comfort, Lord Father, as she continues to press on in you, Lord Father, and taking nothing for granted, Lord. Father God, that's your faithful servant, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to bring her through, Lord Father. Continue to give her the strength, Lord Father, in you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andy right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for your supernatural strength, Lord. Father, moving in him, Lord, Father, and through him right now, in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now, Lord, Father. We speak healing to his body, Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. Father, not only just heal his body, Lord, Father, but we're praying for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deitra, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing her through, Lord, Father, that major surgery, Lord. Father, we continue to hold her before you, Lord. Father, as you see the blood covering, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for recovering right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the process right now, Lord. Father, give her the strength and give her the patience, Lord, Father, that she needs in you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, see the blood covering her doorpost, Lord, Father. Father, touch every doctor, touch every nurse, Lord, Father. Every attendant, oh God, as they enter into the room. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Touch her husband and children right now, Lord, Father. Give them the strength, oh God, that they need in you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Edith right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. From the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as we speak healing, Lord, to her body, Lord, and we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for circulation, Lord, Father. We thank you for blood flow, Lord, Father, flowing freely through and through her, Lord, Father. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name Jesus. Heavenly Father, touch her husband right now, Lord Father, and give him the strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Kamari, Lord Father. And we come against those seizures right now, Lord, Father. And we say dry them up from the root cause. And we send it back out into outer darkness, Lord, Father. We thank you for his supernatural strength in you, Lord, Father. Continue to touch his body, O God. Touch his grandmother and his mother right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we settle for nothing less, Lord. Father, we know, O God, that you can do it, Lord. Father, we hold before you Jordan right now, Lord, Father. And Father, we are praying right now, Lord, Father, that you release him right now, Father, from drug addiction right now, Lord, Father, and his friend as well, Lord, Father. And we ask you, oh God, to intervene on their behalf, oh God. They need you, oh God. Father, touch them right now as we pray also for their salvation, Lord. Touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Jeremy, Lord, Father, thanking you, O God, for where you have brought him from. Father, he know that it was nobody but you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for him, Lord. Father, let him never fail to give you the praise, Lord, Father. Father, touch his mom right now, Lord, Father. His family right now, Lord, Father. Father, as they went through that process, Lord, Father, trusting in you, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deacon Michael right now, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, you know what's going on with him, Lord, Father, and we ask you to touch his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we speak, Lord, Father, healing. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to pray, oh God, for our children and our grandchildren. Father, as they go to school, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for seeing the blood covering them and they're going out and they're coming in, canceling every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards them, Lord. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Pray right now, Lord Father, the blood cover the schools right now, Lord Father. And we come against trafficking, child molestation, Lord Father, bullying, Lord Father, school shooting right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, for the blood is covering, Lord Father, the schools today, Lord Father. Father, the bus transportation right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for bringing our loved ones back safely to us, Lord Father. Father, we glorify your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for being merciful, loving, and forgiving, and a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, that we can come boldly before you, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father, hearts and minds today, Lord. Give them the heart, Lord Father, to receive that word, Lord Father, and the ears to hear it, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day, Lord Father, as the message come forth, Lord Father. Father, touch their hearts, Lord Father. Touch their minds right now, Lord Father. Touch their lips right now, Lord Father, that they will not fail to praise and trust in you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that are giving their lives to you, Lord Father, during this broadcast, Lord Father, wherever they may be, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast and we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. We ask you to show up and show out right now in their lives, Lord Father. Father, in their homes, Lord Father, on their jobs right now, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for touching and just moving right now like never before, Lord Father. Father, we know that you can do it, Lord Father, for you are the God that created us, Lord Father. You know our expected end, oh God. Father, you know us, Lord Father, before we was formed in our mother's womb, oh God. And we thanking you and just glorifying you for change today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for this world right now is in need of you. And Father, we thank you and just glorifying your name, oh Lord. Oh, Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for transportation, Lord Father, whether it be plane, train, Lord Father, or automobile, Lord Father, or boat, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father, that you cover them under the blood and cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father. Father, we come against, Lord Father, mental illness right now, Lord Father, that is reigning, Lord Father, in your people, Lord. Father, you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over minds today, canceling premature death, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering right now, Lord. Father, touch, Lord, Father, that person right now, Lord, Father, that are thinking about committing suicide. We render that assignment null and void, oh, God. And we thanking you for seeing the blood covering. We thank you, oh, God, for hearing the prayers today, oh, God. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving, oh, God. So, Father, touch today right now. See the blood, Lord, Father. The blood, oh, God, that covers, Lord, Father. The blood that heals, Lord. The blood that delivers, Lord. Father, the blood that provides, Lord. Father, the blood that make ways out of no ways, Lord. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, oh, God. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, show up and show out today, Lord. Father, touch today in a mighty and a special way, oh God. Touch today in a mighty and special way. This day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to give God praise. You ought to give him the honor and the glory that is due unto his holy name. He woke you up this morning. He woke you up this morning. The job that you're going to, he provided. Give him praise. Stop being selfish and praise God today. Praise him like never before. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me give you a word. It says, whatever you are facing right now, God is present in your struggle, ready to hold you and support you, ready to lift you out of the mud. Turn to him, rest in him, trust him. I'm going to read that again. Whatever you are facing right now, God is present in your struggle, ready to hold you and support you, ready to lift you out of the mud. Turn to him, rest in him, and trust him. Amen. I tell you, we serve an awesome and powerful God. He is loving and mindful of us. Amen. And today, you know, I told you all on the broadcast yesterday, you know, we're going to have a message back from the late Apostle Gloria Porter, and you will hear Bishop Porter as well. Amen. The word is never late. The word is never old, but the word is always on time. If not for you at this time, trust me, it is for someone. Amen. So if this message is touching you in any way, shape, or form, and you know someone that needs to hear this message at this time, the call-in number is 347-857-3925, and they can tune in and listen. You can also listen to this message via Facebook on our Facebook page, which is Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and you can click on the link. And while you're there, if you have not liked or follow our page, just go ahead and hit like and follow, and you will be notified if you have your notification on when we post anything on the page. Amen. So now I'm just going to go ahead and give way to the message, trusting that you have begun to prepare your heart and your mind to hear the message. Amen. Amen.
Thank God for the healing. I'm thanking him in advance. You know what I mean? Amen. See, we want to thank him after it's over. I thank him before it happens. While I'm hurting, in pain, you thank God then. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. You can do it. Yes. Thank him. I know that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, it ain't nobody mad but the devil. Nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. We know that the message will come forth today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when we're dealing with technology, you know, there's always something. And especially when the message is to come forth, the enemy will do anything to try and stop the message. But we know who we serve. We serve an awesome and powerful God. That's who we serve, an awesome and powerful God today, that the message will come forth no matter what. No matter what, the message is going to come forth. So bear with us for just a moment. Bear with us for just a moment as we get it back into play. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He did a job. Now you see why he sent Judah out, the praise group out, before every battle. He sent them out before the battle. Can you imagine that? God got a praise going on before you can even feel that you have been healed or delivered. My. Ain't we serving a good God? Big God, good God, powerful God, mighty God. I don't know all the exploits to say to identify him. Amen. Because he is so wonderful. He is such a God that awesome. He's awesome. That's just one of the words that we could use in identifying the God that we serve. For what he's done, what he's doing, what he is about to do. Praise God. Now, which one would you want today? What he is doing, what he's going to do, what he's going to do in the future. You're going to put it off in the future. I'm going to think about the now faith. Think about right now what God is doing right now. Tell him right now, say, I need a right now miracle, God. I need a right now miracle. Oh, it doesn't matter what it is, saints, but you need a right now miracle. Say so. Tell him about it. You feel that he won't hear it because what you're asking for is so menial. You just something that I want, I need, or something like this. He's concerned about the in you because he's made you for who you are, and you go through trials and tribulations, and he is there to do what solve every problem. He's there to bring you out. And we told you upon the last broadcast, trust him. You just, all you got to do is trust him and listen here. And I'm going to tell you today a little bit more about that. You trust him. And if you trust him, let me tell you, you'll get through it. Hello, come on, somebody. Just tell yourself, say, I'll get through it. If you don't say any more today, say, I will get through it. It doesn't matter what happens in my life or how it happens. Who made it happen, but I will get through it. Now, when you think about that, think about the children of Israel, 400 years in bondage. Oh, my God, that's a long time to be in bondage. We don't have 400 years to go. Amen. So you're in bondage now, and you need to be set free. Come on. So tell yourself right now, I'm getting through this wilderness that I'm in. I'm getting through the storm that's blowing. I am getting through the trials and tribulations that are occurring in my life. Every bit of sickness that occurring there is in my body. I am getting through it. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will, my people. You will get through it. Have you ever thought of something? When you have a problem, you don't stay in it forever, do you? Come on. What happened? You get through it. And oftentimes, you don't even remember how you got through it. All you know is you're through it. You didn't think about that, did you? God has brought you out of that madness you've been in, that tribulation you've been in, the persecutions that occurred, and you're still alive. That's the wonderful thing about it. You're still alive. And guess what? You still have a reasonable portion of your mind. Because sometimes we go off the deep end when we are going through stuff. But you found out you still still can talk. You can eat. You think about things. You can laugh when you want to because you got through it. You don't think about God. Well, God was thinking about you. He said he would not put no more on you than you can bear. Did you understand that? Now, some of us, we have long endurance. We can endure long pain and stress and so forth. But then there's others that cannot endure it. Hello, come on. They go to pieces immediately. I found that I go to pieces after the fact. After it's over, I go to pieces. You see, praise God. You say you go to pieces? Yeah, it affects me afterwards. You know, I go through it, but then afterward I go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. How did I do it? What happened? What happened? I begin to get a little frantic. You know, I don't know, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Praise God. But the thing is, I don't stay in it. God bring me what? Through it. And if you trust him, he going to bring you through it. Think about in Acts the 12th chapter. You think about Peter here. We'll read a bit, amen, and it says, and we'll start at this, just say we'll start at this fourth verse. And when he had apprehended him, put him in prison and delivered him to four quarantines of soldiers to keep him, tending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now, listen, we're going to stop right there for a moment. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Now, if you're in a church and they don't pray, you got a problem. Now, you know you got a problem. You're in the wrong church in the first place. That should be prayer should be made without ceasing in the church. When things occur to the people, to the congregation or the pastor or whoever, prayer should be made without ceasing. It should be a continual prayer. Now, let me throw this in. This don't cost you anything. If this church called the church that handles snakes, the snake handling church, when somebody get bit by a snake, those people pray without ceasing. They pray. They have someone on the case night and day, all night. When one get tired and sleepy, I got to go to work, another one would come. Now, you're supposed to have the best that God has. Come on now. And you knocking them. Listen now. He said, Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made, without ceasing. How many of you are going to pray without ceasing? When something happens, only if it's happening to your child or your husband or whatever, you'll pray without ceasing. But someone else, you're not going to pray without ceasing. Well, this is what I call it. I call it intensifying my prayer. Because when I pray without ceasing, I do not let up until God moves and something happens. I would pray, I would be up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, because I will pray without ceasing, continue to pray. I'm looking for God to move. Do you hear what I'm saying? So I don't think of anything but sacrificing my sleep. Rest, whatever, I can always sleep another time after it's over. I can sleep. But when you know that this person is in danger, in chaotic situations, you don't mind praying. Come on, somebody. Amen. We should all be like that, okay? Let's continue to read. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, rise up quickly. And his chain fell off from his hand. Now, did you see what I'm saying? The angel took time. God sent the angel there just because these saints was praying without ceasing. So what is happening? Peter just went to sleep, trusted God. God, and he got through it. Hello, somebody. He got right on through it. You can do the same today. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what prison you're bound in, the prisons of your mind, prisons of your body, of habits, of what have you. Those are prisons that you're bound in. Many people need to be delivered that. From that also, the chains need to be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, the angel of God will come forth and loose you. Say, get up. Rise and shine and give God the glory. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know that is the truth today. Praise God. He came forth and raised up and he got out of prison. The angel said unto him, gird thyself, bind on thy sandals, put your shoes on. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. The angel was leading the way. Good God. Isn't that wonderful to hear? The angel will lead you on out of the way you are, whatever you're in, whatever prison you're in, whatever you're bound up with, habits you're bound up with, what anxieties you have, what kind of mental abilities you are executing in this day and time. My God, God will send an angel to deliver you. Yes, he will. I guarantee that. And the Bible says, and he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. My God, my God. That's a living vision. That's what you call reality. That is reality. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of its own accord. Listen, we already had electric doors. Didn't they have them? Glory to God. When they got there, they didn't have nothing to do, but the doors had to open automatic. My God, you see how them doors today, you step on and they open? Jesus had them already out. That's late. You late. God knows you're late. And led them in the city. They went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from it. The angel escorted him right on out. My God, could you imagine you right now? You're in a dilemma. You're in a dungeon. You're in a pit. You're somewhere between the devil and the deep blue sea, so to speak. You are all messed up. But let me tell you, you can get through it right now. Trust God. You can get through it. Oh, yes. And we need somebody to help you. This is why we are here, to help you pray through it. Now, listen what happened. Peter was come to himself. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. My God, he had to realize it first. You know, sometimes you don't know how you got out of something. But when you really think about it, you know it wasn't nothing but the hand of God that had delivered you, had set you free, brought you through, brought you out. Ah, yes, yes, yes. But just know, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, they couldn't comprehend too good. Maybe they had been in Herod's prison too long, on the bondage so long, they done forgot how God is, what he was he God, or whatever. And their mind was, let's put it this way, they was a little mental, weren't they? Praise God. So they really couldn't understand. They started complaining and murmuring, just like you do today. When you're in the midst of some type of situation that is not very good to you, or make you feel good, so to speak, you begin to murmur and complain. But I'm here to tell you today, stop the complaining, stop the murmuring, and know this, that you can get through it. Know this, that if he brought Peter out of prison, praise God, and didn't have no a judge, didn't have a lawyer standing his case for him, defending him, he didn't have anything, he didn't have no bondsman to bail him out. Come on, he had nothing but God. Nothing but Jesus, Nothing but that angel brought him right on through. Yes, and he still had his clothes on. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, so God is mindful of his people, the situations that you're in, the things that you're thinking. He say he know the thoughts that you have. He know the thoughts, and he have thoughts for you also that you ought to prosper. You ought to come through with, so to speak, with flying colors. Come on now. Amen. Now, you may not like my way of putting things, but it's right, and it's more plain so that you can understand what is going on. If I use some big words, you don't know what I'm talking about anyhow, do you? Praise God. So I'll try to use the words that you can understand. Amen? Praise God anyhow. But if you get arrested also, let me tell you, if you're depending on God and you're there for the sake of the Lord, because some of you are in prison and you're supposed to be in there because you did the crime. So when you do the crime, you do the time. Amen. Then you want everybody to rescue you, and you ain't even repented. Come on now. Let's be real here. Now, if you're in prison, real prison, amen, the ones with bars and guards and everything, you haven't turned your life over to God. You ain't say, Lord, forgive me, help me, Jesus, or whatever way you want to put it. Then don't you expect to stay in there for a while? Or you want somebody out here going before God praying for you? Is that what you want? Mm-hmm. I know it is. I prayed for many of them in prison and visited many of them in prison. And some of them gave their life to the Lord, and some of them lied and say, I'm going to do better. And when they got out, they started doing the same thing over again. I was so tired of a couple of girls that was prostitutes on the street. Let me tell you. And I go down there and to the jail and everything and you know, plead their cause. And they let them out. Huh? They let them out. Listen, I looked around, them girls was back on the street. I said, you know what? You stay on the street because I ain't going no more. It was wearing me out. You hear what I'm saying? So some people really just want to get out for that moment, and they go back and do the same thing over. But once God saved you, when you really get saved, you don't want to do the things you used to do anymore. Because you know what you come through. You know that it was the hand of God that brought you out. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody. You know that. And I found out when I got saved, I didn't want to do the things I used to do anymore. And I felt so bad that I did them so long. I felt real sorry for me for going and staying in it so long. Why didn't I know about this before? Why somebody didn't tell me? This is what I wanted to know. And after then, to show God that I appreciated, I dedicated my life, committed my life to him. Now, you can do the same. It ain't just for me. It's for you also. You can commit your life to God and see when he heal you. See when he deliver you. See when he set you free from them habits you got. You know, everybody has developed some type of habit in life. You know, it doesn't always have to be drinking and smoking. You can have other little habits and idols in your life. And I was just sitting here a few minutes ago, and I thought about the idols that we hold in our lives. You know, we make idols out of gold. We make idols out of things, too, you know. And God says you not to have those idols before him. You're not to, but yet and still you do. And you don't think it's wrong. Come on now. You don't think it's wrong. Tell me now. You know I'm right about that. You don't think that's wrong. Now think about this. Now, when you look in the Old Testament and you read about Hezekiah, now he was a man that was sick. He was really going through. God had unsigned his death warrant. But he had a stay of execution. Let me tell you, he had a stay. Because what did he do when he found himself in that dilemma? And when the prophet told him that he was going to die, he turned his face. The Bible says he turned. And you can look at the story in the 2 Kings 20th chapter. He found out he turned his face to the wall. And my man began to pray. You hear what I'm saying? He did some serious praying. Now, when you get sick, you're looking for other people to pray for you seriously, and you sit there and eat and drink and be merry, don't you? And think their prayer's going to work out for you, which sometimes they do. But God has put that there for you, the prayer, to call call on him in your hour of need. Listen now, your hour of need. He wants to bring you through, amen, so that what? You can have a testimony. Isn't that wonderful? He wants you to have a testimony. So he wants to make one. Hezekiah had a testimony, amen, afterward, because God added 15 years to his life. Yes, he did. He so what happened? He got through it. Now you can get through your illness. You can get through whatever's plaguing you at this hour. You know, sometimes we have emotional dramas going on, and we need to be delivered from that because we wallow in it. We want pity from other people all the time. You know, I don't want pity. I just want love myself. Amen. That's all I want, to love. Don't forget the pity stuff. Praise God. So it's like a person is sick. You ask them, how you doing? They want to tell you all their sickness and everything and every degree of it and what it's doing, what it ain't doing, what it will do and all that. You just say, how you doing, didn't you? Praise God. But listen, they can't get through it because they keep owning it. I'm not going to own these things. I'll just say the doctor said these things, and you know what? I'm going to get over this. This too shall pass. When you say this too shall pass, meaning what? You're going to get through it because you are trusting in God. Are you not? I'm trusting in him today. You can trust him through. That's why you got the 23rd Psalm. Now, I know you know the 23rd Psalm. When David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You're going to walk through it. You just got through it. Did you hear me? When you claim that verse of scripture for yourself, that means you're trusting God and he's bringing you on through it. You're not lingering around in it, but you're going through it. Yes, you are. Yes, it is. And Isaiah told you when you pass through the waters that he'll be there. Whatever you go through, he was going to be right there. Don't care what afflictions come upon you. God's going to be right there. But you just got to trust him. That's the bottom line. Because you could be in a fiery furnace, but you still got to trust him. The Hebrew boys trusted him that they're going to make it through. But if he don't, it's not because he can't. Hello, somebody. Lord, have mercy. I know God can. Today I'm assured that he is can. He can. My. And then Romans put it in this way. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hello, somebody. Can you believe that today? Lord, have mercy. I believe God right now to bring me through. Let me tell you one thing. There can be no conquest if there is no conflict. You have to have conflict. You know we speak the word. We are more than conquerors. We're always talking about we are more than conquerors, but there has to be a conflict in your life before you can be that conqueror. Do you understand? Something has to come into your life that you can become an overcomer. Hello, somebody. Yes, that means you're going to get through it when you become an overcomer. That means you've gotten through that situation, that conflict, illness you've been in, or whatever. Your husband is crazy, gone crazy on you. The wife gone crazy on you. Children gone crazy on you. Somebody's gone crazy on you. So, you know, that's all types of conflicts going on in your life. Is that right? So what you do? You want to be more than a conqueror? Then you go through it. Hello. And go through it without murmuring and complaining. That's the hard part. You got to murmur. You want somebody to feel sorry for you. No, you don't. Get rid of that. Think about this. God will take care of me. He said he will be my deliverer. He will set me free. He bring me through. He bring me through fires and all kind of storms and things. Think about it in the Bible. Every time you read in the Bible, you find many of God's great men and women of God, they have come through something. They came through something. Great trials and tribulations they came through. But you don't believe it. You say, because I don't believe the word, huh? Is that what it is? You don't believe the word, so therefore you can't believe that God will bring you through. Well, listen, honey, believe the word today. Believe it beyond all shadow of a doubt that God will. will, and he can, and it's possible for you to get over. Cancer, we can say right now, be dissolved. There are many people are living their lives free of cancer today. There's many people living their lives free of diabetes today. Oh, yes. Any kind of disease that is incurable, God can cure it. You are immune from it today. But you got to remember, you're going through this fire, and it's for a reason, to bring you to your destiny, to bring you to your purpose, that God has purpose for you in your life. Know this today, that you are more than a conqueror. Know this today, that God has put his greatness in you. Let me tell you about this. Amen. How you know that? Go to Psalms 18 and 35. Thou hast also given me thy shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand had holden me up, and the gentleness had made me great. See, you ain't down. Get up. Get up. Rise and shine and give God the glory, because you have been made great right now. Because he said in his word also, greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. You can have greatness right now. You can be somebody, but you're going to have to go through something to get there. Every great man, the football players, coaches, and what have you, they had to go through trials, tribulation, tests, and what have you, in order to be who they are right now. Amen. Every great one has went through something. Come on now. They've gone through something to be somebody. You want to be somebody, but you don't want to pay the price. There is a price to pay. And the Bible tells you also to count up the cross, count up to cost, praise God. Count up that cost to this journey you want to take. You want to be great. You want to be the Billy Grahams of the day. You want to be the T.D. Jakes. There is a price to pay to get to be where these people are. Come on now. Just think about it today. You're going to go through something to get there. Yes. Everybody's not going to love you either. Can you stand next? Stand it when your family turn against you. Can you take it, huh? Lord have mercy. I know how that is. Everyone in my family had turned against me. Family, my mother didn't have a father at the time, didn't have a father, didn't have no sisters or brothers, but cousins, uncles, aunts, everybody turned against me, got married, a husband turned against me. I lost everything, home, cars, everything I lost. Friends, didn't have none of those. And when you can lose it and still go on and smile, I tell you, when they made that statement, say, smile, God loves you. Yes, he really does. He really, really do love you. You ought to smile in through the problem. It's hard, but you put a smile on your face and keep praising God. I never lost my praise. I never lost my hallelujahs, because I know that I was going to get through it. Somehow, I trusted God that I will get through it. Didn't know when, but I will get through it, because the word promised me that I'll get through it. The word promised me that he'll be with me always, even to the ends of the world. He promised me all of that. And so when he promised me that, I can stand on the word of the living God, can't I? And you can too. You can stand on the word. You don't have to let people cause you to fall. You don't have to let people tell you all kind of things. You know, people always telling you something to get you out your rest anyway. They do that all the time. Have you? You ain't never thought about that? They do that all. Think about Nehemiah when he was building the wall. He was up there building the wall of Jerusalem, huh? What did people do? They come up and they mocked him. They poke fun at him and everything, told him if a fox go across the wall, it'll fall. In other words, they weren't putting it up too good. But you know, the fact is that they were doing it. It wasn't how good they thought it was. It may not have been today's specification, but what happened, at least he was doing something. Amen. When a person put their all in something for God, to do something for God, God honors it whether you think it's good or not, huh? Because they have paid the price. They've stepped out on the word of God and done what. Are you doing it today? Are you still hanging around in your sorrows and your troubles, trials and tribulations, you still hanging around in that? Or are you doing what God told you to do? At least you're making the effort, huh? Because you and you want to be a conqueror. You want to be an overcomer. You want to be a person that someone's saying well about you sometime anyway. Praise God. Amen. But what do? We stand around and we complain. Hello. Every time you look, we complain. But I like what Paul said in Romans, the 8th chapter. He said, all these things, you're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And that's what did Paul say? For I am persuaded. That's, you've got to be persuaded. And he say, and neither death, nor life, nor angels, principalities, powers, things present or things to come, height or depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, is what he say. Now tell me, is there anything that can separate you from God? Can these troubles separate you? The situation you're in right now, will it separate you from God? Will you stop going to church? Will you stop paying your tithes? Huh? Will you stop loving your neighbor? Just because you're in a situation, you know we do get angry, mean, cantankerous when things are going wrong in our life, huh? Well, that should be a stepping stone to better things when things go wrong. I'm finding out something here recently that looked like when God is blessing, boy, the devil, he pulled his whole bag of tricks out on you. Amen. He throw the whole thing at you. Yes, he do. He don't let up because he want you to give in to him. He is a liar and the truth ain't in him. Come on, I'm going through this, baby. You just tell him, say, I'm going through this. You can do anything you want. You can take all my money. Take everything else I got. And you can try to hit my body from place to place, but I'm going through this devil. So you might as well go play with someone else. I'm telling him like Nehemiah say, I can't come down because I got too much work to do for God. I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down to play with you, devil. You tell him that today. I will not play with you. No, I will not, because I'm going through this, honey, and I'm going through with flying colors because I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. You know I'm getting my little praise and get on up in here, you know. I'm about to praise God here. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God that I'm saving this day, and I thank God he saved me when he did. Because you know what? I probably would be like some of the rest of you today. I have a lot of doubts that salvation is it, if I hadn't been saved when I was. But I am sure today I've seen so much that he's done for me, amen, and my family, and how he's brought us through and took us over the dangerous highways, byways, and through the valleys and over the hills. He's brought me already. My God, you see why I love to praise him. You see why I am going to praise him. I want to stay in the attitude of prayer and thanksgiving and praise and worship. I want to keep that attitude forever. Yes, I do, until I meet him face to face. That's what I want to do. Because I love my God. I don't know what you think about him, but I love him today. Yes, I do. Because he's given me this opportunity, yes, to talk about him. He's given me the opportunity to praise him, to love him, and to love you too. Hello, somebody. Because we've got to love one another. Mm-hmm. The problem with the church today is we don't love like we used to. I'm thinking of a song that somebody said, oh, Zion, what's the matter now? You can't pray like you used to. You don't sing like you don't even love like you used to. Ah, yes, yes, yes. What are we teaching people? We are not teaching them how to love. We're teaching them how to get some money. We're teaching them how to be their entrepreneurs. We're teaching them all kind of worldly things, but we're not teaching the essence of God, the love of God. We're not teaching them to love one another. My And the Lord is going to hold these leaders responsible for that. This is your responsibility to teach your congregation of how to love. Don't just teach them how to get some money. They can get some money and they start loving money and they ain't going to give you a dime. Come on now. Amen. But so now teach them what real love is. How to love, be loved, give love. Because I found out something. Some of us don't know how to receive love. Somebody love us, we will know how to love them back. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody now. Teach me how to love. Yes, you know, I used to travel with some people, and they used to say, baptize me, Lord, in love. And I was wondering why, you know, I'm going, wonder why they saying that. All every time I hear them, they're saying, baptize me in love. I'm saying, didn't they love when they got Jesus? But I found out that you have to get some the love of God, the kind of love that God loves. He loves unconditionally. He loves you like you are. He loves you where you at. See what I'm saying? Amen. And if you have a hang-up, like blacks don't like whites, and whites don't like black, and one don't like the Indian because they red, don't like the Chinese because they supposed to be yellow. I mean, we should be just colorblind. Hello, and just love anyhow. Amen. Because each one have a soul, a soul to be saved, a body, a soul that need love. Come on now. Everyone needs some love in their life somewhere down the line. So listen, get over yourself. That's all I want you to do today. Get over yourself and start some true love, some real love going on. Start a love fest going on. You know, like they used to have the flower people used to have a long time ago, the love child. They was always talking about love. Don't ask me what did they love or not, because I wasn't into their little movement, but I listened to them. But you need to learn how to love today. Love the way Jesus do it. You won't have to worry about anything else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory to God. You know, right here, we're going to bring a special person, amen, to us. And we are loving to hear him. I know you are. And I want you to call in. Let me know. You can ask him questions also. We're going to give way to Bishop Porter, John Porter. We're going to give way to him to give you a few words. Call in to if you want to ask him a question or whatever, okay? All right, John Porter.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, amen, for this time and for this moment. And I thank God, amen, for the word today, the word about prayer. Amen. And prayer was made without ceasing. Amen. How much are you praying today? Prayer, God is a praying God. God will do and he will hear and answer prayer. Am I right? Amen. I'm reminded in Isaiah 65:24. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but this is for you, you, and you. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Amen. God is speaking to you today. Amen. Prayer, amen, will change things. Prayer will change conditions. Prayer, amen, will change God. God will move in each and every one of our lives when we pray to him. I'm reminded we always talk about 2 Chronicles 7:14, but I want to go a little bit further than that today in verse 2 Chronicles 7:15. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayers that are made into this place. See why it's good to come to the house of God. I don't know how much you pray in your house. You know, it's prayers can be made anywhere. It can be in your home. It can be in your car. But God, to his eyes and his ears, is attentive to the prayer that is made in the church. See, so it's good to come to the house of God. And it's amazing now that you don't see the all-night shut-ins like they used to have. Amen. And this is what the early church did when the leader got in trouble. They didn't talk about the leader. They didn't get on the telephone and say, what did Peter done? See, he done something and he had no business. And I know that he wasn't right. They didn't do that, but they went into an all-night shut-in. And they cried out unto the Lord until God moved on their behalf. And if God did it back then, God would do it for you and I. Am I right about it? Amen. And say in verse 16, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart should be there forever. See, so it's good to know where God's eyes and his heart and his mind is in the house of God, because God is the praying God. Amen. Now, you may have something that you want to pray about today, amen, whatever the situation, it may be for your children, it may be for a loved one, for your husband, for your wife, amen, for your mother, whatever, amen, that is bothering you. It may be over finance, it may be for your health or your sickness in your body, whatever you need. God is a praying God. All you have to do is call in. You may want to call and just comment, amen, because it's time to talk about it. Am I right? Amen. You maybe want to share a word with us today. Amen. Because God is always there. Amen. He's moving right now on our behalf. And I thank God, amen, for a God that is a praying God. He's yet moving. He's yet delivering. He's yet setting free if we put your trust in him. Amen. If you hold on to his unchanging hand. So oftentimes, amen, when we're in the storm and when we're in different dilemmas in our lives, amen, we think that God has forsaken us. But he said in his word, he would never leave us, not forsake us. Say he will be with us always till the end of the world. And I thank God because he said, I will give you that peace. When you're in the midst of the storm, when you're in the midst of your situation, when you're without a job, and you know that you need work to pay your bills and pay to do different things. Am I right? To put food on your table. Amen. God is always there. He have a way that is mighty sweet to bring you out. He will bring you out with a mighty hand. But the peace that he will give to you, not as the world, but if you're looking for it in the world, you can forget about it. Amen. People looking for love and all the wrong people. Amen. And all the wrong places. Amen. But we can find love in Jesus because he loves us with our everlasting love. Amen. He loved us so much. He went on the cross of Calvary, died for our sins, where we may have this right, hold us to the tree of life. Am I right about it? Thank God, amen, for this opportunity. Thank God for this time, amen, and amen. At the time as you feel that you need prayer, amen, you can call in, amen, and talk to us, and we'll pray with you at this time, amen. Jesus is always there, amen. He's always want to hear, amen, your cry, amen, amen. He said, I search the heart. Knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Amen. Thank God, amen, man, for you, you, and you today, amen. God being good to us, and he's blessing us right now. How many know, amen, that God is a praying God? I know somebody, amen, can call in today, amen, and share a testimony, amen. They can share, amen, something, oh God, with us, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The number is 347-857-3925. If you want to call in for prayer, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the number. The number again is 347-857-3925. If you want to call in and we leave a comment or if you feel like you want us to pray with you, amen, or pray for a loved one, or this share testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just God, amen, is moving right now. And we thank God, amen, for being a praying God, because he know your heart. He know what you need even before you ask. But he said ask. And if you ask, he will hear. Amen. He will hear and answer prayer. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the word of God. Amen. Peter, amen, was locked up in jail. But thank God for a praying church, not a complaining church, not a grumbling church, not a church that's trying to find fault. Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the early church, they prayed and they believed and they trusted God. Amen. And they got a miracle. Amen. How many know when God work a miracle, amen, he'll do it, he'll leave you scratching your head. Amen. They didn't want to believe that Peter was free. Amen. Praise the Lord. They didn't want to believe the good news. Amen. That have came. Amen. And there go Peter standing at the door, knocking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When the young lady had brought the news that Peter is standing at the door, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Deborah, you're on the line.
Good morning, and praising God for being so awesome and so wonderful.
Praise
I would just
God.
Like to give a testimony. Prayer does change things. I'm a living witness. You got to pray, and you got to trust God. I was in a situation recently, got out the hospital, had made no payday. Rent was coming due, didn't have a dime, didn't know where I was going to even get it from. But I went to my Father, and I prayed. And I asked him, I said, you said you'll supply all my needs, Father God. You always have, but I need you now. I need a financial blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. 2-3 days later, a lady called me, told me to go to my mailbox. I went to my mailbox. Her daughter, a young lady I ain't never seen in my life, that go to college, sent me a money order for $1,000. And I was able to pay the rent. And I was able to pay the rent and buy some food because I didn't have no money but God. Nobody but God. Ain't nobody like God.
Yes,
that's why I pray. That's why I worship him. Because he's good. He's better than good.
Yes,
and I know if he do it for me, he'll do it for somebody else. You got to pray, mm-hmm. and you got to trust him. Don't doubt mm-hmm. and trust him. If you just trust him, he'll make a way. He'll do it so many times. He just did it for me, and I thank him and I pray.
Praise
oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you all.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for Sister Deborah there and that beautiful, beautiful testimony. Amen. Amen. And if God did it for Sister Deborah, he will do it for you. Amen. The Bible says he have no respect of person. He said what he do for one, he will do for all. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, for that powerful, powerful, amen, testimony. Amen. How God will work a supernatural miracle. He know what you need. Amen. And if you go to him, and if you pray and believe God, he will do it. How many know that all things are possible if you only believe? Oh, help me somebody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Amen. All you have to do is put your trust in him. And if you trust God, everything will be all right. All praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For that beautiful testimony. Thank God for the word. Amen. Today. Amen. About prayer. Because truly, God is a praying God. Amen. How many know that where there's unity, there's strength. Amen. When we come together, amen. The Bible says in Matthew 18:19, where there's two touching and agreeing on anything on this earth, he said he'll do it for us. Am I right about it? Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. God will move on each and every one of our behalf, and I thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior? Amen. And if you don't, bow your head right where you're at today. And we'll, amen, pray with you and take you through the sinner's prayer. And all you have to do is say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Amen. I repent for all of my sins. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior from this day forward and forevermore. Amen. And this, from that point on, you'll be on your way. Then look, pray and ask God to lead you to a Bible-believing church that is preaching and teaching the word of God in his fullness. That's what you need now. You can't do it outside the church. God works with inside the body. Oh, you ought to help me somebody. Amen. You need to be a part of the body. Amen. The Bible says, well, there's unity, there's strength. And amen, don't fail to assemble yourself together. Amen. You need to be in the church. And see what the early church did?
Amen, amen, amen. Are you trusting God today with whatever it is that you're going through? Are you praying today, and believing that what you pray for, that it's already done today. I just thank God for that word coming forth, because sometimes we pray and it's like the Bible said, we pray in a mess. You know, pray, believe, receive, and trust that it has already been taking place. God is already working it out today. Amen. I just enjoy listening to the messages. I tell you, awesome word, awesome man and woman of God. So take heed today and just trust God in no matter what situation that you're going through. He said, lay your burdens down, free heavy burden. Lay it down today. Give it to him and don't take it back. Amen. If you would like to listen to that message again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and go ahead and click on that link. Amen. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Yes, that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. We don't care what church you go to, what church you belong to. All we're doing is gathering together, touching and agreeing, and praying, for we are our brothers and sisters keeper. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come on and join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Again, that number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Sunday for our Facebook Live service. And for those of you, again, that have Facebook, our Facebook page is Logion International Ministry, City of Victory. And if you have not liked and follow us, that way you get notification, letting you all know when we post something. Go ahead and hit like and follow. Every Sunday, we have Facebook Live service at 1 p.m. For those of you that do not have Facebook, you can join us in on that conference line. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Tuesday night for Bible Talk. Yes, Bible Talk is so awesome, awesome. Talk in Bible Talk. I tell you, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to take my word for it. But how about just popping on in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that calling number would be 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Come on and join us. We talk about real life stuff that is going on now, and we will give you scripture to back it up. Amen. Because a lot of people think that, you know, going on now is so new. It's nothing new under the sun. Come on and join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. If this broadcast has touched you in any way and God has laid upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can enter logionint@gmail.com. That's L-O-G-I-O-N logiont@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logiontinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. So if you're planting a seed for this radio broadcast, put seed for radio broadcast, you're paying your tithes, offering, just go ahead and put that in your notes. Amen. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Till then, you be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.